Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. And welcome to the supernatural power of the believer. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are excited about being here again as we pick up on this series, The Supernatural Power of the Believer. Let's pause and pray. Father, we praise you and we thank you for this time. We thank you for the listening audience, God. We thank you that your word will go deep within our hearts and that your word will bring forth fruit to your honor and to your glory. Father, your word is already alive. We thank you, Father, for allowing your anointing to flow through me that I might speak forth your word with boldness and accuracy, in the name of Jesus, amen and amen. I do bind also all demonic forces that would seek to hinder the word from going forth or from the word from being received. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Again, the supernatural power of the believer. As a matter of a brief review, we're not going to review all the things that we talked in our last session, but we are new, brand new creatures. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to look at through the scriptures and look at what God has said about us as a result of our making Jesus our Lord, as a result of our embracing the completed work of Jesus, in embracing that very new life in us as a believer. And it's not just a lame life. It is a supernatural life. It is a life full of the power of the living God, because the third person of the Godhead dwells on the inside. He is alive. God is here in this day and this time in the person of the third person of the Godhead, the mighty Holy Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, the Holy Spirit of God. God himself, he has poured in. Glory to God. Jesus said before to heaven, he said, I must go unto the Father. If I do not sin, the Spirit of God, our helper. He is our comforter. Hallelujah. Our one called alongside to help us time. The one called alongside to be in us, to empower us, glory to God, to be a witness for Jesus. In fact, as we had session, Jesus spoke to his disciples over in Acts 1:8. He said, don't go. Hallelujah. Of course, without being endued with the power. Let's just look briefly at Acts 1:8 so that you can get the picture of what Jesus said to his disciples. And it also lets us know also that we ought not to try to go anywhere, do anything without being filled with the mighty Spirit of God. Of course, being filled with the Spirit of God is a occurrence after you can. Of course, that is required before you can be filled, because the Holy Spirit, what does life have to do to you? Praise the Lord. You know, the devil is a lie. He doesn't want this message to go forth, but it's going to go forth anyhow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are talking about the supernatural power of the believer. We are declaring that as a believer, we are full. We have been made new. We have been given a new spirit that is empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. And we have said that this is an additional experience beyond being saved. And we're to ask the Spirit of God to ask God to fill us with his Holy Spirit, which gives us power. The Holy Spirit in us being filled with the Holy Spirit will give us that supernatural power to walk as a believer in this earth with power. Hallelujah. In fact, from the beginning, God, when he created man in his image, he created man as a thinking spirit, and he gave man dominion and power. And when man sinned against God and he lost that connection, he lost that power, his spirit died, and God didn't scratch his head. He sent forth Jesus into the earth. He poured himself into an earthen vessel. Jesus came and lived that sinless life, and he went to the cross, taking upon him the sins of the world. Hallelujah. All of the sins of the world, all the sicknesses and diseases, hallelujah, that came in as a result of the fall. And through his death, burial, and resurrection, when we receive Jesus as our Lord, we are given a new spirit, hallelujah, a new spirit. The Holy Spirit comes in, and the dead spirit is buried with Jesus, and a new spirit is given us so that we can live in newness of life in this day and in this time, empowered by the mighty Holy Spirit of God. Jesus said to his disciples that he must go away over in John 14. Hallelujah. And when he goes away, he will send the Comforter. The Comforter being the Holy Spirit of God. The Comforter being the mighty power of the Holy Spirit of God. The third person of the Godhead. He said he would send him. Hallelujah. To indwell us, glory to God. To empower us, glory to God. And then just to make it clear, being filled with the Holy Spirit of God is a separate experience from the Holy Spirit coming in, creating a new spirit in us. And we're just flipping over to Acts 1:8 so that you understand Jesus has said we should be filled with the Spirit. And we look over in Acts 1:8. Actually, we will start reading in verse 7. Of Acts 1:8, this is King James. It says, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. We are to be filled. We are to be filled with glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so if Jesus told his disciples that, he told them, in fact, he said, they were not to go anywhere until they were endued with this power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So then, hallelujah. We understand, and let's just look at it a moment. We'll stop by John 14, hallelujah, just so that you have it clear. We are to be filled with the Spirit of the living God. That gives us an edge on the world today, a big edge, because the Spirit, the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost is in us. The supernatural power of the Holy Ghost is empowering us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's flip over to the Gospel of John chapter 14, and we're looking at, we'll start with verse 15. And if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. See, unless you're born again, you cannot have that experience of being born again, of the Holy Spirit coming into your spirit, and the old you dying and a new you being placed within you, a new spirit. Hallelujah. It says, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But you who are born again, know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 26 of the chapter 14 of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, Jesus talking, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And, of course, Jesus goes on to say, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So Jesus knew that he needed to go away so that he can send the Holy Spirit of God to empower us. But we, just like we must receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we must, the Father, to fill us with the Holy Spirit. And the evidence that we have been filled with that power of the Holy Spirit is that we are able, we're given our prayer language, praying in tongues, glory to God, the power of the living God will flow within you. And so we'll pray that prayer as we end this session so that you too, who are born again, can receive the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit, glory to God, so that you can be a witness for Jesus. Hallelujah. And so that this new life, see, this new life, when the Holy Spirit comes, when you receive Jesus, you are made a new creature, a new person. Where do we find that? We find that in Romans. In 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17, and let's look at that. I apologize. Here, we are new creatures. 2 Corinthians 5:17, King James Version says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The scriptures are telling us that when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then we become new creatures. That old spirit, old sin nature spirit, is put to death. It's buried with Jesus. Hallelujah. But then we are raised to newness of life, supernatural, powerful believers. Hallelujah. The Amplified reads it this way, therefore, if any man is engrafted in Christ the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away, but the fresh and new has come. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's read that again, a reading Amplified to God. Let's start at verse 16 in the Amplified and kind of read down. It says, consequently, from now on, we estimate and regard no one from a purely human point of view in terms of natural standards of value. No, even though we once did estimate Christ from a human viewpoint, and as a man yet now, we have such knowledge of him that we know him no longer in terms of the flesh. Therefore, talking about us, if any person is engrafted in Christ the Messiah, he is a new creature. See, remember when we first started, we talked about when Adam sinned, then the sin nature was passed upon every man that was born. Every man, woman that was born with a sin nature after the fall. But through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, through faith in Jesus Christ, through receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then the Holy Spirit comes in and that old sin nature is put to death. And a new spirit, see, the old spirit died and was buried with Christ. And a new spirit comes in, making us a new creature. It says, therefore, if any man is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. We are new. Yes, our bodies look the same. Yes, our solar realm, our mind, our will, and our emotions, those things have to be renewed every day with the Word of God in order for it to follow the Spirit of God, the new spirit that's placed on the inside of us. And actually, the order should be we are led by our spirit, which is connected to the Holy Spirit of God. And because the Bible tells us to renew our minds day by day. When we renew our minds day by day, then our mind, our will, and our emotions get in line under the leading of the Spirit of God, our spirit, which is under the leading of the Holy Spirit. And then our body will, we just require it to follow suit. Hallelujah. New life, new life. The supernatural power of the believer has new life, has supernatural life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself, received us into favor, brought us into harmony with himself, and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation, that by word and deed we might, aim to bring others into harmony with him. That's what it's all about. That's what this power is all about, so that we can live a supernatural, powerful life in this earth, so that other people can see our lives and want to know this Jesus that has changed us. Hallelujah. We are to let our light shine. We are to let that supernatural power shine through us, giving glory to God, so that people will know that there is a difference in us, and that is the power of the Holy Spirit of God. That is the Jesus is our Lord, and Jesus is our Savior, and we allow the Spirit of God to show people Jesus in our lives. It is of God. It was God personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with him, not counting up and holding against man their trespasses, but canceling them and committing to us the message of reconciliation, of the restoration of favor. See, what it is, we may have done all sorts of things in the past, but when you're born again, that past is buried with Jesus. When you see some of the people that you knew in the past, they want to talk about, you remember this, that, and the other. You say, no, I'm not that person, because you really are not that person. Yes, your body is the same, but you are you have a new spirit, a spirit that's connected to God. So you don't do those old sinful things anymore, and you don't remember that. You know, you cast that down. That was buried with Jesus. No, you're a new person. You didn't, the person that you are now, you don't do those kinds of things anymore. And so you are new in Christ Jesus, new with a powerful spirit of the living God on the inside of you. Hallelujah. 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 Let's look also at Romans 6, which also clarifies and supports this that we are saying. Romans 6 says, and we mentioned this before, what shall we say to this? Again, first verse, Romans 6, began at verse 1. What shall we say, and we are reading amplified, to all this? Are we to remain in sin in order that God's grace, favor, and mercy may multiply and overflow? Certainly not. Your mind, and this is the area where the enemy comes to attack us, is in the mind. See, your mind may want to think about the past because the enemy will bring your past to you. You have to lift your voice and say, no, that was another person, which it was. You see, you have to understand that we were made in the image of God. We are spirits first. We are spirits. We have a mind, a solical realm. We have a soul, and we have a body. But the real you and me is a spirit. And that old sin nature spirit, when you made Jesus your Lord, died and was buried with Jesus. But you have a new life. You are risen with Christ to a newness of life. You have a new spirit on the inside of you. So let's read on. It says, you know, you're not going to go back and do those things because you have a new spirit that is in ascendancy. Because you're renewing your mind day by day and you are endeavoring to walk in the things of God. Hallelujah. You're developing. You're developing in the Word of God and developing in the ways of God and developing in intimacy with God. Hallelujah. 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 So you're not going to yield to sin. Certainly not. How can we who died to sin live in it any longer? This is verse 3, Romans 6, verse 3, and I'm reading Amplified Bible. Are you ignorant of the fact that all of us who have been baptized into Christ, who have been born again, who have been baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? See, when you're born again, the old sin nature died and was buried with Jesus. Hallelujah. We were buried, therefore, with him, with Jesus, by the baptism, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, so we too might habitually live and behave in newness of life. See, Jesus was raised from the dead, hallelujah, to newness of life. We too, who received Jesus, was buried with him, and we were raised to newness of life. We are new beings, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 5, for we have become one with him, with Jesus, by sharing a death like his. We shall also be one with him, with Jesus, in sharing his resurrection by a new life lived for Christ. This new life is a supernatural, powerful life. It causes and creates a supernatural believer. Hallelujah. Verse 6 says, verse 5 again, for if we have become one with him by sharing the death like his, we shall also be one with him in sharing his resurrection by a new life lived for God. Verse 6 of Romans 6, Amplified Version, we know that our old unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him, with Jesus, in order that our body, which instrument of sin, might be made ineffective and inactive for evil. See, our bodies, when we have a new spirit being led by the Holy Spirit, and we're renewing our mind day by day in the Word of God, then we are walking and talking like God. We are becoming acquainted with God's ways. Then our bodies must follow suit. See, we are new creatures submitted to the power of the Holy Spirit, being led by the power of the Holy Spirit. Our minds, our will and emotion, our solar realm follows the Spirit of God. As we renew our mind day by day, as we get the Word of God in our heart, and thus our bodies must follow suit. In other words, we're not going to use our bodies to commit sin. We're going to use our God. It says here, we know that our old unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him in order that our body, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective and inactive for evil, that we might no longer be slaves to sin. For when a man dies, he is freed, he is loosed, he is delivered from the power of sin among men. Hallelujah. When you're born again, you are freed. You are loose. You are delivered from the power of sin. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe, this is verse 8 of Romans 6, Amplified. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. See, this is that newness of life. This is that supernatural life, supernatural power of the believer. It says, now we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, because we know that Christ, the anointed one, being once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has power over him. For by the death he died, talking about Jesus, he died to sin, ending his relationship to it once for all. And the life that he lives, he is living to God in unbroken fellowship with him. Notice when Adam sinned,